Okay, so let's unpack this. The simple question of whether men groom their leg hair. It's really moved beyond just, locker room chat.
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty mainstream now, part of general self-care discussions.
Right. So this deep dive, it's really about understanding that shift, that cultural change. Our mission is, well, to explore the motivations. We were talking athletic, aesthetic, practical, and kind of distill the essential know-how for doing it safely and effectively based on the stuff you shared.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is just how quickly it's become, well, normalized. It's not seen as this niche thing anymore, just for pro athletes or tied to specific gender ideas. It's just a personal choice, like shaving your face or trimming a beard.
And there are actual numbers backing that up, right? It's not just a feeling.
Oh, not at all. It's widespread. Surveys are showing like roughly 33% of men are trimming their leg hair.
A third, okay.
Yeah, and about 15%, which is pretty significant, are going for a complete removal, usually shaving. And you see high-profile people doing it. Olympic divers like Tom Daley, huge football stars like Cristiano Ronaldo. They've definitely helped make it more visible. Media plays a role too, of course.
That makes sense. Sets the stage perfectly. So let's jump into the why. This is where it gets really interesting, I think, because the reasons, they generally seem to fall into three main categories, right? Athletic performance, looks, and just practical stuff.
Exactly. Athletic performance is kind of the traditional starting point for this whole thing.
Right.
And the benefits, well, they can actually be measured
Yeah.
in competition, where tiny fractions of a second count. Any edge helps.
We always picture swimmers first, don't we? What are they actually getting out of it? Like measurable gains.
Swimmers see the clearest benefits based on studies. Shaved legs can cut down hydrodynamic drag, that's resistance in the water, by up to 5%.
5%. That's huge in swimming.
It really is. But it's not just speed. Swimmers often talk about feeling the water better, like an enhanced sensitivity, which helps with their technique, their stroke.
Okay, interesting. And then you've got cyclists. I always assumed, maybe wrongly, it was all about pure speed, aerodynamics.
Well, that's often mentioned, but the sources suggest it's actually much more practical, maybe a bit visceral.
How so?
The main driver for cyclists, injury management. Think about crashes they happen.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hairless skin is just so much easier and safer to clean, disinfect, bandage up afterwards. It seriously minimizes infection risk.
So it's more about safety and recovery than just pure speed.
Pretty much, yeah. Plus, less friction against their cycling shorts. And this is important. It makes deep tissue massage way more effective, essential for their recovery.
Right, no hair pulling.
Exactly. And applying or removing athletic tape is way less painful, too.
Okay. And I saw runners and footballers mentioned too. Slightly different reasons there.
Yeah, mostly comfort for them. For runners, it's often about reducing chafing from compression gear or shorts, especially over long distances.
Makes sense.
For footballers, it's partly comfort under shin guards, but also, like cyclists, easier wound care after tackles or scrapes. Slide tackles, you know?
Got it. Okay, so moving beyond pure performance,
Yeah.
let's talk aesthetics. This
Yeah.
feels like a big cultural shift too, showcasing the work you put in.
Oh, absolutely. That's a massive driver today. If you spend hours in the gym building muscle,
Yeah.
shaved legs just make that definition, especially in the quads and calves, pop so much more. It looks sharper.
And tattoos, right. I saw that
It's a
mentioned.
huge factor. Hair can really obscure the details in leg tattoos. So if you've invested in detailed ink, keeping the skin smooth lets the artwork really stand out. Makes sense if you wear shorts or swimwear a lot too.
Yeah, good point. So this raises the question then, what about just everyday comfort beyond the gym or the look?
And that's where the practical and hygiene benefits come in.
How so?
Well, think about applying stuff to your legs. Sunscreen, moisturizer, maybe those cooling gels after a workout. Hairless skin just absorbs them much better, more evenly. Hair kind of gets in the way of the product reaching the skin properly.
That's actually a really good point, especially sunscreen. You need good coverage if you're outside exercising.
Absolutely non-negotiable. And also, just think about heat. In warmer weather or humid places, less hair means less sweat trapped against the skin, less itchiness, more comfortable overall. And then there's the medical side. Hair removal is pretty standard before surgeries on the legs or other medical procedures down there. Doctors often recommend it.
Okay, so we've laid out a lot of benefits, performance, looks, comfort, but let's be real. It's not just a quick decision with no downsides, is it?
Not at all. There's definitely a commitment involved.
What are the big drawbacks people need to think about?
Well, first off, the maintenance. It takes time. If you want that really smooth feel, you're shaving every 2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days. Wow.
Yeah, and it takes way longer than shaving your face. You're looking at maybe 15, even 30 minutes per session. That adds up fast in your week.
And I guess it costs money too, over time.
Definitely. You need good quality stuff to avoid irritation. Decent razors, shaving creams, moisturizers. Leg hair is coarse, it dulls blades quickly.
So what are we talking cost-wise? Ballpark.
Just for good quality razor blades, you could easily be spending $20 to $40 a month, maybe more, depending on the brand and how often you shave.
Okay, that's not nothing.
Okay.
Plus, there's the risk of actually hurting yourself.
Yeah.
We talked about that footballer, Marco Asensio.
Yeah, that story about him apparently getting an infection from a shaving cut. It's a good
Yikes.
reminder, technique really matters. It's not just like shaving your face.
So if it's so risky, what's fundamentally different about shaving your legs compared to your face? What are the key things people miss?
Okay, this is crucial. People often skip the prep work, and that's where the problems start, especially with long, dense leg hair.
Right.
Number one, you have to trim first. Get an electric trimmer and take the hair down to about, say, a quarter inch if you don't.
Clogged razor.
Instantly. Total nightmare. You end up dragging it, going over the same spot again and again. Hello, razor burn.
Okay, trim first. What else for prep?
Number two, exfoliate. This is probably the single best thing you can do to prevent ingrown hairs on your legs.
Why is that so important for legs specifically?
Well, leg skin sheds cells just like your face, but the hair is often thicker, coarser. Using a loofah or a Bato scrub before you shave lifts off those dead skin cells, helps free any trapped hairs. It prevents those angry red bumps later.
Gotcha. And then the actual shaving. The legs aren't exactly a flat surface, are they? Knees, ankles.
Exactly. That's number three, contour management. Those bony bits, kneecaps, ankles, even the shin bone are super easy to nick.
So how do you handle those?
You need to shave around them carefully, maybe flex your knee slightly to stretch the skin flat over the kneecap. Use short, controlled strokes. Don't rush over those bony parts. And don't forget your feet and toes if you want it to look consistent.
Okay, that sounds meticulous. And once you've navigated all that, what's the immediate aftercare to avoid irritation?
Yeah, soothing the skin right away is key. Rinse everything off with warm water, not hot, that can irritate. Then gently pat dry. Don't rub.
Pat dry, okay.
And then immediately apply a really good quality fragrance-free moisturizer or balm. Something with aloe vera or vitamin E is great. It helps restore the skin's moisture barrier, which shaving always disrupts a bit. And obviously change your razor blades regularly. Dull blades are a major cause of irritation. Every 5-10 shaves, maybe sooner for legs.
That whole process, it really highlights why full shaving isn't the only game in town. Trimming sounds like a good middle ground, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. Trimming is a great option. Lower commitment, much lower risk.
How so?
Well, you're not taking a blade right against the skin surface, so the risk of cuts, razor burn, even ingrown hairs is minimal.
Right.
And it gives a neat, tidy look, maybe quarter inch, half inch length, without the super smooth feel or the constant upkeep. You might only need to touch it up weekly instead of every couple of days.
Speaking of risks, though, ingrown hairs. Even with precautions, they can happen. They're sort of the bane of shaving, aren't they?
They really are the most common headache.
So, beyond that pre-shave scrub, any advanced tips for preventing them?
Consistency is key. Keep up with regular exfoliation, like 2 or 3 times a week, even on days you don't shave. That keeps the hair follicles clear.
Okay.
And for people who really struggle, chemical exfoliation can be a game changer. Products with AHAs or BHAs, those are alpha or beta hydroxy acids. They basically dissolve the dead skin cells that trap the hair. Shaving with the grain first can help too. Only go against it if you really need a closer shave and your skin tolerates it.
And if one pops up anyway, what's the right way to deal with it? Because the urge is just to dig it out, right?
Oh, absolutely resist that urge. Picking or squeezing is the fastest way to cause infection and scarring.
So what should you do?
Apply a warm compress, just a clean cloth soaked in warm water for maybe 10, 15 minutes a few times a day. That can help soften the skin and encourage the hair to come out on its own. If, and only if, you can actually see the tip of the hair loop above the skin, you could gently try to free it with sterilized tweezers. But don't go digging if it's still under the surface. Let the exfoliation and time do their work.
Good advice. Okay, but finally, we should probably mention this whole routine isn't necessarily for everyone, is it? Are there people who should maybe avoid it or at least talk to a professional first?
Yes. Definitely. Anyone with chronic skin conditions, things like eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, should really talk to a dermatologist first. Shaving can seriously aggravate those conditions.
Right, that makes sense.
Also, people with bleeding disorders or who are taking blood thinning medication need to be extra careful. Even a small nick could be more serious for them.
Good point.
And generally, if you have very sensitive skin or a history of bad reactions to grooming products, just proceed with caution. Do a patch test with any new cream or gel before you slather it all over your legs.
Okay, that brings us towards the end of this deep dive then. We've covered quite a bit. The performance boosts, like that 5% drag reduction for swimmers, the aesthetic side, showing off muscles or tattoos, and the really specific technique needed, that focus on trimming first, exfoliating, managing those contours. It makes leg shaving quite different.
Yeah, the key takeaway really is that this decision, whether guys groom their legs or not, it's purely down to personal preference now. Lifestyle needs, comfort levels. It's not about conforming to some old rule book anymore.
Yeah, it feels like the growing acceptance here is part of a bigger trend, doesn't it?
More
about self-expression, personal confidence, rather than sticking to traditional gender roles.
Exactly. And what's kind of cool is that, you know, hair grows back. So experimenting with it is relatively low risk.
True.
So we just encourage you, the listener, to think about whether trimming or maybe even the full shave aligns with your own comfort, maybe your athletic goals, or just how you want to approach your self-care routine.
It really boils down to what makes you feel confident, right?
That's it. Making a conscious choice that works for you. That's the most important thing.